Golf enthusiasts like Kelsey Chug told stories of how the 18-hole golf course has enhanced the Rose Park community. A recent report from the National Golf Foundation found the city's eight-course system can no longer support itself without public funding. The report suggests a number of options, including paring back the Rose Park golf course into a smaller executive course.
A lot of junior golfers can't afford, and families in general can't afford, a country club membership. So the city courses are their only option, and I was one of them, and I was lucky enough to come up through and get a college scholarship. So I just want you to think about all the junior golfers who have that opportunity now and what you could be taking from them.
Quentin Sasser maintains the courses at Wing Point and runs the junior golf program at Nibley Park. He says the city can save money by better managing the courses, and they can start with using secondary water instead of culinary water to feed the lawns.
I don't want to say it's too late, but it is going to cost something to make those changes. Where if they would have made those changes 15 years ago, the cost would have been less.
District 1 Councilman James Rogers says using secondary water will save the course about $200,000 annually. Rogers says all of the options are on the table, but he personally doesn't want to partially close the course.
But that's not what the constituents want. That's not what the neighbors want. That's our backyard. And when you come into someone's backyard and you start messing with it, that's when they get upset.
In his 2014-2015 budget proposal, Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker called on the city council to address the deficit the city's golf courses are facing. The council will continue discussions about the issue at its next meeting. Whitney Evans, KUER News.